I myself have played these tunes in the streets of New Orleans and at wakes. I think it's part of the dimensionality of this music. I say that it's functional music. It's music for all occasions, for all purposes, many, many different occasions bands are hired for. It's also functional in terms of the whole man. You have the physical, the mental, the spiritual, the emotional, the social aspects. And different tunes, different occasions bring out these different variations of feeling among the music when it's played well and soulfully. And New Orleans musicians play it that way. They put very sincere feeling into their playing. This is one of those things that's extremely hard to define, but the difference between a commercial musician playing at New Orleans music and a real New Orleans musician is simply one of truth. That's all you can say about it.
Also, it seems to me that hymns played in the New Orleans style have a certain swing to them that's different from the march beat, the 2-4, some of the other music.
That's true. I think if you go back to gospel, and we have gospel all around us in all of our major American cities, you tune into those great gospel programs or go to one of those little churches where the walls seem to be made out of rubber, it's call and response. And that goes back deep into African sources. And you've got the preacher or the leader, the singing, saying thing, people answer you. There's a kind of participation in this joint enterprise of all concerned that's there in the spirituals. And then the material is different. The hymn is written in a very different way from a march. And of course, the activity is obviously different. The marches come from really straight traditional marches. I mean, there are Sousa marches that were fed into New Orleans, adapted by the people walking through the streets. And before, let's say, 1970 or 1960, the bands in New Orleans played rather properly in the streets. In recent years, it's become a kind of a wild melee, and the older musicians kind of despair of this. But they were there to play. They would iron their shirts properly and get their shoes shined, and their wives would, you know, hand them their what they needed as they go out on Saturday morning, and they would parade in the hot sun for many, many hours with those needles of heat coming off the asphalt and sweat pouring down. But it was something very dignified and proper that was done in those street parades. Unfortunately, some of that's been forgotten today. But it's a different vibe from the church enclosure.
Yeah! Bye Bye Blackbird, Percy Humphrey's Hot Six from the mid-60s, and Sweet By and By, trumpeter Kid Thomas Valentine, leading a band with many of the folks who played at Preservation Hall. This is Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer discussing Percy and Willie Humphrey with my guest, Bill Carter, who knew these men well and authored the wonderful book, Preservation Hall, Music from the Heart.
Bill has been researching and writing about and thinking about and playing New Orleans-style jazz for several decades now, and I think over the years has developed some unique insights on the music and has certainly worked hard to preserve the music, to promote it, and his role as chairman of the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation at present. He's very energetic as chairman of the foundation. Are there some educational efforts going on?
The foundation is trying to bring more historical perspective into the teaching of jazz, both on the performance and on a theory basis. And I've written an article, which I've submitted to the International Association of Jazz Educators magazine. And in these ways, we're trying to bridge that old gap between the moldy figs and the cool cats, which it gets a little ridiculous after 50 years of this Grand Canyon between two sides of the jazz world.
Hear, hear.
I Miss You Tonight has Sing Miller. Sing comes from partly the New Orleans jazz and partly the New Orleans rhythm and blues background, which has got a very similar rollicking style. But as you hear Sing sing, Oh How I Miss You Tonight, you'll hear that somewhat Fats Domino-like quality in his work. And Willie plays with a lovely delicacy and sensitivity, tentative quality and this incredible sense of syncopation behind Sing. Willie was maybe the most talented delayer, I would call it, that I can think of in jazz. He's always lagging a little behind the beat, and it gives this incredible dynamism to the music. It's like you trip a little bit, you don't fall down, but it lurches you forward. It's that kind of thing where you're just a bit behind it. That depends on knowing where that beat is very well, so you miss it just the right way.
Oh, I miss you tonight. I miss you when lights are low. Well, my poor heart is aching, just keep it from breaking. Oh, pal, I miss you now. stars done above. Well, my poor heart is aching, just keep it from breaking. Oh, pal, I miss you tonight.
On Sweet Georgia Brown, Willie does something that he talked to me actually about. Again, Willie the showman, Willie the realizer of how things go out there and get across to people. He liked to have the rhythm guys kind of goose him a little while he was playing. And he said, well, the guy out in front, he might not be doing that much, just playing a little here and there, but the rhythm behind him is really what's doing it. And the people think you're doing a great solo. He says, these guys to do that with him. And I think if you listen to how Willie's playing with in at least the first chorus or two of his solo in Sweet Georgia Brown, you hear the rhythm pushing hard behind him, and he's playing a little bit off of that and just letting them push him out there. And then the thing builds, and there's a lot of fireworks in the end. That tended to get lost after the basic period of jazz, not always, but certainly when the solo became the standard of the form rather than the ensemble, was a sense of polyphony. That's a technical word. It means various lines of music crossing each other. It's the kind of thing that was emphasized in the Baroque period in classical music. And this is, you could say, the Baroque period of jazz we're talking about here. In this song, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, listen to the way Willie weaves around the other sounds that are going on. He has a marvelous sense of that polyphony.
Let's talk about this more, because polyphony may be a scary word,
yeah,
but it's absolutely central to what New Orleans jazz in its purest form is.
Yeah. You play and listen at the same time. You're really sensitive to what everybody else is doing. And if you were looking at a score of music, it's what they call horizontal. In other words, it's a line that's flowing along in time. The harmony is rather simple. That's a vertical thing. That's you know, five notes lined up. You play five notes at one time on the piano. That's vertical playing, but horizontal playing, it's going along on a timeline, and it's the sketch you're making in the air as you go. It's like those Zen sketches. You just make it, and when it's right, it's right, and you know that it was never made that way by calculation, only by conditioning. Again, the African roots of the music. There are researchers have found out that in Africa, in the Congo, I believe, in some other areas, there's a long tradition of people talking in a group, and they don't stop in one talk and then the other talk. They all talk all the time, and they're hearing everything everybody's saying, and it's all this marvelously creative conversational enterprise. Now, as you can imagine, that's a highly developed skill. And this is the kind of thing you get in New Orleans. This is actually a miracle to have all these voices speaking about 1900 to 1930 and the classic period of traditional jazz. Virtuosic, virtuoso control of their instruments and blending with each other, not reading the music. There might be a little parts here and there that were written down, but the genius of this was the polyphony again. It's the movement of one voice against the other and how they might move together or be a little off, and the tension and the, it's like a Jackson Pollock painting with all those drizzles going all over it, and it all fits and it all works. Willie was a master of that, and I think it shows a little bit, you know, at least in this I Can't Give You Anything But Love.
I'm wondering if you have a final word.
These musicians have hung in there through thick and thin for many years. They stuck with what they knew and what they were, and they were honest to themselves, and they didn't try to change what they were into somebody else's thing. And there were a lot of lean years in there from the 30s and 40s. Don't give up or get too discouraged, and keep that wonderful humor and that good spirits. I think that's the key to it.
Bill Carter, Bill, it's been great talking with you about your personal experiences in New Orleans and as a friend of Willie Humphrey.
Well, thanks very much, Dave.
Hurricane Katrina reminded us all of the unique historical, musical, and cultural legacies of New Orleans. And I hope these programs have given you a deeper appreciation of that august city's unique gifts to America that have included Percy and Willie Humphrey, Preservation Hall, and jazz itself. My sincere thanks again to Bill Carter. We talked in the mid-1990s after the Humphrey brothers had passed and the publication of his book, Preservation Hall, Music from the Heart. Carter's also chairman of the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation. You can find out more online at sftradjazz.org. At the Preservation Hall website, you can learn more about that venerable institution or make donations in support of New Orleans musicians at preservationhall.com. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, specializing in transfer and restoration of tapes and discs to digital. That's Jazz Rhythm, the music of Preservation Hall and the brothers Humphrey. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.
Let's fly down or drive down to New Orleans. That city is pretty, historic scene. I will take you, parade you down Bourbon Street. There's lots of hot spots, you see lots of big shots down on Bourbon Street.